Barhead, attendees of Barhead's FCSS 55+ dinner May 16 got a special treat when Sergeant Colin Hack and Staff Sergeant Andy Brown brought their retired K-9 unit dogs for a visit. Seniors asked questions of the officers regarding the dogs and the K-9 unit. Dogs sniff out bad guys. A dog's sense of smell is 10,000 times stronger than a human, said Sergeant Hack, answering a question of why a strong guy like him would need a dog like that. A dog has very particular scent skills that are useful in tracking people. All the K-9 unit dogs are bred within the RCMP in Innisfail in central Alberta, with 60 to 70 puppies born each year, and are homed across Canada. The last German Shepherd dog bought for service was in 2012. German Shepherds are now the only dog breed used as police dogs and are black or a mixed brown-sable color. Both dogs present, Jock and Echo, are a brown-sable color. Not all pups are destined for work in the K-9 unit. Staff Sergeant Brown said 3 of 6 pups will have the demeanor, agility and attitude to qualify. The other pups can go to other agencies or are adopted to a waiting list of people interested in these dogs. When K-9 unit dogs retire, the handler has the option to keep the dog, friends and family have the option to keep the dog, and there is a list of names at kennels wanting retired police dogs. There is no support for police dogs after they retire. There is a program started by retired police officer Stacy Talbot, called Ned's Wish, raising funds for retired police dog legends across Canada. Both officers' retired police dogs have benefited from the Ned's Wish program. Ned was a retired police dog who was a legend in his career and was adopted by Talbot when Ned retired. Staff Sergeant Brown's dog Echo is 13 years old and retired 5 years ago. Echo has some mobility problems in his hips and last year had a blockage in his stomach. It was going to be a $10,000 surgery to remove the blockage. Staff Sergeant Brown couldn't let Echo go after all his years of service and covered the cost of the surgery. Talbot from the Ned's Wish program heard about the surgery 2 months later and provided funds to cover the surgery. Staff Sergeant Brown said the dogs work because they want to. They love to catch bad guys. There are 3 reasons a dog bites, according to Sergeant Hack. They are if a person threatens the dog, a person threatens his handler, and the 3rd reason is the handler telling the dog to bite or rather apprehend a suspect. Hack and his dog, Jock, demonstrated the bite command for the seniors and walked calmly around the room full of people. Jock is 9 years old, and Sergeant Hack has had him since he was a year old. They completed the 65-day training course together in 31 days. For a first-time handler, it requires completion of a 6-month training course. Police dogs are used for searching for missing people among the duties they perform. The dogs track, they search, and they apprehend. If the dogs don't show aptitude for all 3 activities, they are homed with agencies that benefit from their best skills. There have been dogs who were killed in the line of duty. One incident was in High Prairie a few years ago, and another dog was stabbed in Red Deer. Police dogs wear protective vests on duty, and one was shown at the presentation.